status bar, the bar on the bottom part of Excel. Also, your computer might indicate or show an hourglass to tell you the program is saving your file. Just like the other operations, you can also save your file by using the File menu. You can do that by pressing the File button on the upper corner of your screen and then pressing the Save button on the menu. Printing your spreadsheet. To print your spreadsheet or one of your workbooks, you can press the Control button and the P key simultaneously. Doing that will make a program launch the print dialog box and let you print. Another way to bring up the print dialog box is to click on the File button and then click on the Print button on the File menu. On the print dialog box, you can choose how many copies of your sheet you want to print. You can also select a range of pages in your sheet that you want to be processed by your printer. In newer versions of Excel, a dialog box will not appear. Instead, whenever you press the Print button or the Print shortcut key, you will be redirected to the Print submenu under the File menu. On the other hand, if you want to see a preview of the page that will be printed by your printer, you can access Print Preview by pressing Ctrl and F2. When pressing this key combination in newer Excel versions, you will be brought to the Print submenu that also provides a print preview on the rightmost part of the menu. Using the Page Layout View. Also in the latest version of the program, you will have the option to see a preview of your page within the workspace area by using the Page Layout function. You can find the Page Layout button by clicking on the View Menu button on the ribbon. Another way you can access the Page Layout function is to click its button that is located on the small group of buttons on the lower right corner of your screen. It should be just right beside the Page Zoom slider. Closing your workbook and closing Excel. Once you are done editing and saving your file, you might want to close it together with Excel. On the other hand, you might just want to open a new file and get rid of the currently open workbook. To close a currently open workbook, you can press the Ctrl and W keys at the same time. Pressing these buttons will close the workbook, and it will leave Excel in a workbookless state, which will disable most of its functions aside from a few menu and ribbon options. You can also close the workbook by going to the File menu. Just press the File button and click on the Close button. By the way, in case you have not saved your workbook and you tried to close it, Excel will launch an alert box that will tell you if you want to save or not save your file before Excel closes the workbook or cancel the operation you did, which is to close the workbook. Chapter 2, the ribbon and commonly used functions. Microsoft Excel can be separated into two types. One, the older versions, which do not have the ribbon, and two, the new versions, which have the ribbon. The ribbon is a fancy new look of the File menu bar and toolbar. Instead of just providing drop-down menus when a menu button is clicked, it now dynamically changes the content of the toolbar below or the ribbon's body. It is a neat way to save space and organize the multitude of tools that Excel has. By the way, the ribbon device is also presented in other Microsoft Office products. In case you are using the new version that has the ribbon device and you do not want to use it, you can press the Ctrl and F1 keys simultaneously to hide the ribbon. You can put it back on by pressing the same key combination. To navigate the ribbon easily without using the mouse, you can use the Alt key together with a specific letter key on your keyboard. Press the Alt key once, and Excel will provide you with small tooltips beside each menu and tool buttons. The tooltips will indicate the letter that you need to press to access a section of the ribbon after pressing the Alt key. For example, if you want to access the Review section in the ribbon, press Alt and then click the tooltip that will appear below the Review button. Once you have done that, the letter R will be just below the Review button. Press the letter R on your keyboard and then Excel will respond by showing you the contents of the Review section in the ribbon. Once the Review section is shown, the tool buttons will also have tooltips beside them, which will indicate the letter that you need to press to access or use them. On the other hand, if you want to navigate through the